Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. Did you know today is National Make a Donation Day? To mark the occasion, we've installed a tip jar at realskiers.com. I'm pretty sure that no public service organization neither needs nor merits your financial support more than realskiers.com. Send your substantial donation today and reap the bountiful rewards in the afterlife that are almost certain to follow. Permit me to explain the hows and whys in this brief revelation entitled Enlightened Self-Interest Explained. One of the principal benefits of membership in realskiers.com is the right to correspond with yours truly one-on-one, that I might address and ultimately resolve your most urgent ski-related issues. As skiing, in my view, reaches into all aspects of one's being, sensual, technical, athletic, intellectual, and spiritual, no queries are off-limits, although the reliability of my answers increases the closer we hew to my core competence. In this week's Revelation and Attendant podcast, I want to remind my dear readers and listeners that this unusual access to an unrivaled store of experience in the field perches precariously on a fragile foundation, namely, you. That's right. Just as in your childhood fantasies, the future we all want to believe in can only be assured by your personal intervention. If the past has taught us anything, it's that you cannot count on your hypothetical, quote, neighbor to step up and fill the considerable gap in my personal finances that yawns before us. No, the solution begins with you accepting the inevitability of your role, that saving mankind begins at home, in particular my home, without which saving a bunch of other homes, such as your own, won't mean much to posterity. I think a clever soul such as yourself would realize by now the severity of the situation. If this doesn't describe you, imagine that Real Skiers has been convicted of a crime it did not commit and was sentenced to die unless the pardon you're crafting arrives in time. While you diddled vaingloriously over the finer points of your copious legalese, Real Skiers was executed. At this moment, I want you to pause and feel just how much you've disappointed me, and more importantly, yourself. Awful feeling, isn't it? I'll bet you feel like you did when you were first caught lying, probably about breaking a favorite vase while roughhousing, or maybe insider trading or Medicare fraud. You see, life in all its mystery has consequences. If you believe otherwise, I want to know your secret. By now, you're probably wondering where this fascinating train of thought is heading. As in all good mysteries, it's heading back to you and your pivotal role in my personal journey. You see, you have something I want more of. And who are you to deny me? After all, we've been through together. The late-night bickering, the pre-dawn caterwauling. We can't even remember the details about anymore. Let's put all that aside and just focus on what you can do for me now. Okay, here it is. I need more money. And it might as well come from you. Oh, I know what you're going to say, that you already gave it the office, or you already double-billed me. True, but that was in the past, and that was the old me, the pre-enlightenment me. I'm 10 times the person now, but only twice as much in debt. You see, I'm growing up right before your ancient, roomy eyes. I could yell examples of my plight into your ears at deafening decibels, and it wouldn't make the slightest difference, so I'll forego the usual auditory assault. Instead, let's gloss over our past squabbles over who billed whom how much and get back on point. It's been a solid 10 seconds since I asked for more money, and you haven't made the slightest move to fulfill this simple request. Some kind of friend you turned out to be. But it's not too late for us to get back on track, to rebuild what we once had. In the misty past, you could have argued that I haven't provided you with the means to send me extra money unless I billed you several times over for the same service, a practice some prickly subscribers protested. But that tired argument will no longer hold water, as today we have installed a digital tip jar right on the realskiers.com homepage. Now there's no reason not to send an appreciable chunk of your disposable income directly to realskiers.com, and I'll take it from there. Trust me. Think of all the money I've saved you over the years, not to mention the unquantifiable value of being a realskiers.com member instead of some ignorant, self-hating schlub. Now take that money, multiply it by the current rate of inflation, and send it back to me, thereby closing the circle of life and restoring mankind to something closer to its true and as yet unrealized potential. If that sounds like a big, important job, who's to say it isn't? Do your part. Be somebody involved with something that's bigger than you are and far, far more important. Under these circumstances, how can you say no? I anticipate that you will soon stop reading or listening to this rant so that you can unclog your mind and send me more money with a clear conscience. To prove my prescience, I furthermore predict that you will stop reading or listening in the next few seconds. What you do in the immediate aftermath, alone with your conscience, will matter more to me than either of us can possibly say. Please, for everyone's benefit, don't screw it up. If you donate right now, I can assure you that you'll experience a surge of self-esteem that will last at least until your payment is no longer refundable. Amen. This has been Jackson Hogan for Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. Thanks for listening.